Digging deeper with Money Control, a Money Control exclusive.
It's Independence Week here on Money Control, and we've been looking at the various ways financial independence can lead to a real sense of freedom for individuals. It is said, money can't buy you happiness, but that has never stopped anyone from trying, has it? In fact, we've come around to believing that money can get you to a place where you can make the choice to be happy, or something like that. And today, we will talk about the freedom from the monthly terror of EMIs. My name is Rakesh, and on this Freedom Week, or Independence Week, here on Money Control, we are digging deeper into the freedom from the monthly terror of EMIs.
The Deep Dive Podcast Series.
Freedom from the terror of steep EMIs.
A Money Control exclusive.
Financial freedom always brings one thing to mind: our lack of it. For a large majority of Indians, buying a house is one of the biggest dreams and motivations. For a big chunk of that majority, the dream can turn sour somewhere down the line. The financial assistance they signed up for to help buy the dream house takes a heavy toll on the budget and other life goals. We spend out the first week of every month paying high insurance premiums, expensive personal loans and car loans, calculating the interest on our investments, etc. And it is just rinse repeat every month. Such an existence can quickly become a drudgery, which is going nowhere as life passes us by rapidly. Today, we're going to examine a few ways that we can get free from such stress. What can a person do to control and streamline his or her finances in such a way that they never have to worry about it? It is also true that we live in times of ever-increasing inflation. It is not easy to plan our savings. Prices are always going up, and this forces us to spend more of our income on daily living. Household groceries, daily transport, your kids' education, you name it, and that particular product or service costs far more than it did, say, 4 years ago. In fact, there was a period from May 2013 to September 2013 when the rupee fell drastically from 54 to a dollar to 68. It doesn't help, of course, that the rupee has depreciated down to 70 to a dollar now. So we've been facing an uphill task for some time now. Except, of course, back in 2013, the Prime Minister was asked to resign when the rupee hit such lows. And now, of course, we have ways to explain that away as well. But I digress. Now, apart from day-to-day expenses, we all have some major investments that we make, our long-term financial goals we commit to in order to secure our future. For instance, most people wish to purchase a house, or two, or three, depending on their income, because these can become regular sources of income in the form of rent, besides the appreciation in value of that property. Others prefer to purchase a four-wheeler so they can make their daily commute easier, or because it has been a motivation for success and serves as a symbol of having arrived. For such expenses, it is generally advisable to take the help of loans instead of making the purchase with your savings. Okay, the word loan makes a lot of us nervous. It makes me nervous. We dislike the idea of a large debt on our heads. In fact, some of us see it as the opposite of financial freedom. So why, in fact, are we discussing loans in a series that talks about financial freedom? A loan can be taken to fulfill any life goal or finance an immediate requirement, like that house or that car you've always worked towards. Of course, a loan is also an added expense, considering the interest which banks levy on the EMI or equated monthly installment that you pay. Higher rates of interest can make repaying a more expensive proposition. The higher the rate of interest, the higher the EMI amount you hand over to the bank. Let's examine a few methods that can help save money on the EMI we pay each month. Whether negotiating with the lending institution or changing your lender, we look at some solutions that can reduce the cost of your loan and leave you with enough of your own wealth to live a quality life. We know how we generally work with EMIs. When it comes to EMIs, we tend to look only at the amount which we can pay on a monthly basis and budget accordingly. But as the tenure, that is the period over which such payments are to be made, increases, we end up paying quite a bit more in the form of interest. Let's illustrate with the help of the most common example in such a scenario: a home loan. Getting your own house is an exciting dream that most of us hope for. Funding this new home can be a nightmare if we don't plan the finances well. It is common knowledge that most home buyers use home loans to make such a purchase. That said, one still needs enough money for a heavy down payment. Then there is the EMI, which eats away a large chunk from monthly salaries. Before you get a loan, consider two things. First, try taking loans from your existing bank. This could work in your favor if you have a good standing with your bank. The bank is more likely to provide a lower rate of interest on your preferred loan, which is point number two. Negotiate with your bank for a lower rate of interest on the loan. Banks are sometimes willing to do so for existing customers in order to increase brand loyalty and also to attract more customers. Since interest rates are directly proportional to the amount of EMI, a lower rate of interest will mean that your EMI will also be lower than what you would pay for if the interest rate was higher. To find the best deal in the market, you'll have to compare the various rates offered by banks and non-banking finance companies, that is NBFCs. Then choose the one that best fits the bill for you. If your existing bank does not offer the best deal, feel free to look around. There's no shortage of credible loan providers in the market, really. That said, make sure that you read the finer details, the minutiae of the loan, prepayment penalties, loan processing fees, or other such charges which can raise the overall cost of the loan. Keep an eye out for what your current lender may be charged for the transfer of the loan. Banks offer home loans on both fixed as well as floating rates. Wait, what are fixed rates and what are floating rates? A fixed rate of interest means the EMIs remain constant over the tenure of the loan. For floating interest rates, EMIs can fluctuate according to market dynamics, meaning interest rates can increase or decrease. This is the first time in 4 years that the RBI has increased the repo rate. MCLR, or Marginal Cost of Funds-Based Lending Rate, which was introduced in April 2016, was first hiked in March. Currently, floating-rate home loans are cheaper than fixed-rate loans. Suresh Sadagopan, founder of Ladder 7 Financial Advisory, says, and I quote, "Don't move to a fixed-rate home loan yet. They're still 50 to 100 basis points higher than the floating-rate ones." Unquote. He advises new borrowers to opt for a floating-rate loan instead of a fixed-rate one. The amount you pay as EMI depends on the amount you borrow. This, in turn, is based on how much you're eligible to borrow as per the financier. We see a lot more double-income households these days, so there is a good chance you and your spouse will be eligible for a large enough loan. But it is also important to keep in mind that eligibility for a large loan doesn't mean that we should necessarily take that big a loan. The total take-home of the salaries is what your bank takes into consideration when deciding how much you're eligible for. Banks don't really care how much you save, so it is crucial that one keeps this in mind when seeking a loan. You ideally want an amount that you can comfortably repay, because what's the point of a nice house if you can't afford an air conditioner during a particularly hot summer? And what does one do in such a scenario? Firstly, ensure you save up as much as you can before you avail a loan. That's common sense, really, and a golden rule. You can then make a large down payment, thereby reducing the amount you need to borrow. The interest of a loan is calculated based on the principal amount borrowed by the customer. Therefore, the higher the loan amount, the more money you will have to pay as interest and the higher your EMI amount will be. Therefore, it is a wise decision to pay a large amount as down payment. This will not only help you reduce the EMI of your loan, but will also help you save big in the long run. If you've tried that and still feel the EMIs are too big for comfort, try to find a house a little below your ideal home but within your budget. This will probably require you to be pragmatic. Those months when we want to splurge on a big spend, say a summer vacation with the wife and the kids in South Africa, but you cannot because the responsibility of the EMI hangs over your head. Just remember that your income is going towards an asset which has a good chance of appreciating and not on an expense that will not add as much financial value to your net worth in the long run. Of course, we are not taking anything away from the joy it brings to you as a family. One efficient way of keeping a close eye on expenses is to allocate a separate account for servicing the loan. This is separate from your savings. It is simple logic, really. When you have too many debts in the same account, they become difficult to keep a track of. If both you and your spouse are earning, it is important that you discuss where the debits will be made from. For example, one of you can take care of the household expenses while the other takes the responsibility for lifestyle expenses. Different accounts for different expenses tend to make it easier to control expenses and bring in more discipline. You can also figure out exactly what your spending patterns are. Then comes the fundamental rule that all of this savings business hinges on. You can save only if you spend less. Rainy day and all that. We all have unexpected expenses that throw our plans out of gear once in a while, like an unexpected accident, surgery, or a corpus fund that your building association has decided to levy. In such cases, you require a backup or a contingency fund. If we don't maintain such emergency funds and fail to pay our EMIs, we run the risk of being marked defaulters. And that affects our credit scores. Rule of thumb here, a contingency fund should be able to service your EMIs for 3 months. You can start building such an emergency fund that you can dip into from the time that you first get your home loan. Conversely, you may have a windfall or two over time, an unexpected lump sum amount that falls in your lap, maybe a large bonus, a lottery, or some such lucky strike. Use this amount to part prepay your loan. Avoid the temptation to splurge it on luxuries. If you decide to partially prepay your loan, you can choose to either bring down the EMI amount or reduce the overall tenure of the loan. Amol Joshi, founder of Plan Rupee Investment Services, told the Economic Times, and I quote, In the initial years, the interest component is higher and provides tax benefits, so prepaying after 5 to 7 years works well." Unquote. This is especially true if you're younger with fewer liabilities. Balakrishnan Venkataramani, proprietor of Ventsiva Financial Solutions, says, and I quote, "In today's uncertain job market, managing a fixed expense like an EMI, especially when it is high, can be a big challenge." Unquote. Of course, you must be comfortable with the monthly cash flow that you have after reducing the EMI. If you find that you're not comfortable with this amount, you can cut down the EMI until your cash flow improves. What is even more useful in such a situation is bringing down the overall tenure of the loan so that the total interest outflow reduces. Then comes an important piece of advice. There are certain banks which offer you a step-down EMI option as well. In such a scheme, when a borrower gets a loan, he or she has to pay a larger amount as EMI during the start of the tenure. Over time, the EMI amount gradually decreases as the principal amount decreases after each monthly payment. Such a plan can help reduce the interest burden during the latter part of the loan tenure. A step-down EMI is best suited for people closer to retirement because it is based on the cash flow needs of the customer. The EMI can be reduced temporarily and can be increased once income and cash flow stabilize using a step-up EMI option. You can also consider something called refinancing your home loan. Refinancing a home loan means availing a new loan from another lender to pay off an existing loan. This provides two benefits, a lower rate of interest and a top-up on the original loan amount. However, refinancing home loans can prove tricky to negotiate because the loan prepayment fee and other service charges levied by the lender can amount to a higher figure. This in turn results in reduced interest savings. But refinancing can also lead to lower EMIs. For example, if the interest rate falls from 10% per annum to 9% on a 50 lakh rupee home loan, the EMI drops from 45,000 to 42,000 and the overall savings on interest could work out to about 10.4 lakh rupees over 25 years. That is just a rough estimate, but is certainly a pretty penny. And finally, prioritize payment of loans with the highest interest rate. Some loans, like credit card loans, attract rather high rates of interest. If you've taken a credit card loan, a personal loan, and a home loan, it is advisable to pay off the credit card loan ASAP. But what about the other loans? Well, while paying off the credit card loan, you can pay the minimum amount towards the repayment of your other loans. Hopefully, you don't have too many other loans. By repaying the loan with the highest interest rate first, you can save on the high rate of interest, which you otherwise would continue paying for a longer duration. If you're really keen on paying off the loan quickly, you can increase your EMI by a small percentage in order to save interest. This increase in percentage is usually based on the increase in your net income each year. Well, hopefully that's a not too short, not too long capsule to deliver the freedom that you require from the monthly terror of EMIs. The chance to be able to buy the luxuries we want, the chance to acquire the dreams we have always had are a wonderful thing. And loans, in that way, are a fantastic tool. But they can come to bite you if you haven't planned the path forward. This Independence Week, this is us wishing you freedom from all such fears and a path that is smooth and rosy, filled with EMIs that don't cause panic attacks. Thank you for joining us.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.